The mayor of the city of New York, Rudy Giuliani, is on the phone with us now. Mr. Mayor, do we have any idea yet the number of casualties?
We don't know the number of casualties. We know it's going to be a large, large number of people that were seriously injured and that died. And there's no way at this point of knowing or even focusing on that. The effort right now is to save as many people as possible. And we have thousands of emergency workers doing that right now. And we have, from the police department, the fire department, the emergency services, the governor has alerted and put on standby the National Guard, and they should be able to relieve us later this afternoon. I believe that's going to be a number like 1,500, 1,700 National Guard. And we also have the urban search and rescue teams, three of them, that are coming to New York to help assist our police department and our fire department. So that's really the focus right now has to be. How many people can we rescue?
Right. I hate to wonder how many of your people, how many police and firefighters were there around the base of the Twin Towers when they began collapsing.
I am very worried about them. And, saw some of them rush in and go in and was with them. We were in a building that was trapped for a while. So when we left, I could see that there were going to, there's no question there are going to be significant casualties to our emergency personnel. It's terrible.
What do you say to the residents of New York City right now? Clearly, Manhattan has been locked down. The transportation in and out is shut off.
First of all, anyone in southern Manhattan should just head north. Just get beyond Canal Street, even further north. Not only is it safer because the smoke condition is still very bad, but it will help us in the emergency efforts if we clear out southern Manhattan, Canal Street south. Everyone should just leave and walk out and walk north, and therefore we'll be able to get the hundreds and hundreds of ambulances that we have to get in and then take people to emergency hospitals out as fast as possible so we can save as many lives as possible. To the rest of the people in the city of New York, and just pray. And things are safe and things are secure right now, and let's keep hoping and praying that the casualties are kept to the smallest number possible.
We've put out the appeal, Mr. Mayor, for blood donations from people nationwide, but what else can people do to be helpful?
Anyone that has emergency techniques or emergency expertise can volunteer. Volunteer at the local hospitals. Volunteer to give blood. We're gonna need blood. We have over 170 hospitals in the city of New York. We're gonna utilize virtually every single one of them, and the hospitals in the surrounding areas. So anyone that believes that they can donate blood, I'll give you at least one location: 153 East 53rd Street. That's 66th in Amsterdam. The Red Cross actually is at 66th in Amsterdam. So people can volunteer there, or they can go to 153 East 53rd Street and give blood. That would help a great deal. The hospitals are going to need blood. If people have medical backgrounds and they volunteer at the hospitals, that would help, particularly later this afternoon when the people working there. I was just on the phone with St. Vincent's Hospital that's under obviously great stress because they're right there. They're the closest hospital. But every hospital is going to need help.
We've had reports, Mr. Mayor, and I don't want to overstate this, but there has been reports from some of our people in the field of a sense of panic beginning to build, of a run on groceries and so forth. What can you do?
There's no reason at all for anyone to panic. The airspace around New York City is now secure. The federal government has cut off any flights. The fact is that the city of New York is safe right now. It's secure. People should not panic, and they should just go about their lives, and they should have confidence in America and in American democracy. We're gonna overcome this, and we're gonna prevail. We're gonna find out. I'm sure our government's gonna find out who did it, and we're gonna make an example of them.
You know, of course, there was the mayoral primary and other primaries here in the city of New York. Those have been, we understand, canceled.
Yes, Governor Pataki and I decided about 2 hours ago that it did not make sense today to have an election going on. Among other things, we needed the police personnel that are used during the primary to focus on this rescue effort and assisting each other.
Where were you when this terrible episode began?
When I first was notified, I was in Midtown Manhattan, and I rushed down and saw a good deal of it with my own eyes. Saw the damage that was done to the World Trade Center. Saw people jumping from the top of the building. And then we were in 75 Barclay Street, where we set up a temporary command post, and then we were hit by the debris from the collapse of the Trade Center, and were trapped in the building for a short while, then had to evacuate.
75 Barclay Street, is that your command center?
That actually was a ground floor area right next to it. We were using a ground floor area as a temporary command center so that we could be close to where the rescue efforts were taking place. And as we were setting up, when we were on the phone talking to the governor and the White House, and the building collapsed and we had to evacuate through the basement. It was pretty dicey for a while.
From your long years of experience at the Justice Department, you are not only familiar with trying to govern Manhattan, but also familiar with the operation of terrorist cells. What do you say to the people who inflicted this terrible attack on America?
I have no doubt that we're going to find out who's responsible for this, and that we're going to make an example out of them. And I believe that ultimately the strength of American democracy will prevail. We have to have confidence in ourselves now, and we have to have a sense that our government, a government of democracy and laws, is the future of this world, not this kind of horrible, awful, inhumane way of acting. And I'm sure we'll find out who's responsible for it. And